of computer chips to the home front instead of relying on foreign
national defense systems and the goods and services Americans rely upon are vulnerable to the whims of the Chinese Communist Party.
The company says they're excited to bring the high-paying jobs to the state of Kansas to see Kansas communities grow and flourish.
Good morning. This is Kerry with the El Dorado Livestock Auction. This week, we're going to have a good run of cattle, probably have around 1,000 head. Some of our featured consignments this week will be 75 head of Sim Angus cross steers and heifers. They've been home-raised and weaned a long time with shots. They'll be weighing 5 to 7. We'll have a group of 80 mostly black steers and heifers weaned a long time that'll be weighing 7 to 7.5. Of a group of 55 black steers and heifers that are home raised and weaned with shots weighing 5 to 6. Then we're also going to have a group of 180 mixed heifers that have been weaned a long time that'll be weighing 7 to 750. If you want to see a full list of our consignments, you can check that out on our website, which is www.eldoradolivestock.com. And if you have any questions for us or consignments you'd like to give us, feel free to give us a call at 316-320-3212.
The Shawnee County Parks and Recreation Department has announced that Lake Shawnee may be set to close temporarily as the newly stocked rainbow trout try to acclimate to the new environment. WIBW reports that the Lake Shawnee is set to release the near 7,000 pounds rainbow trout at 3 p.m. on February 24th at the main boat ramp, as the public has been invited to watch the rainbow trout be released into the lake. According to officials, after the lake is officially stocked, Shawnee Lake will be closed until 6 a.m. on March 4th to allow the time for fish to disperse and acclimate to their new surroundings. The restocking of the lake is working in partnership with Kansas Department of Wildlife and Parks as part of the community's fisheries assistance program. Trout season runs right now through April 15th, in which anglers are required to have their $14.50 trout permit, which may be bought at most locations where fishing licenses are sold or online. In other news, the Tanganyika Wildlife Park has welcomed a new arrival of their new Indian rhino baby after 462-day pregnancy. Kansas Mid-America Network News.
Dane's Automotive and Tire in Waterville and Marysville is your reliable automotive repair shop. Servicing engines and transmissions, ACs, radiators, exhausts, and diagnostic checks. Did you know Dane's does tires? Carrying all major brands and sizes from trucks, ATVs, trailer, and farm implements, Dane's Automotive and Tire has you covered. With over 85 years combined experience, your locally owned and trusted repair and tire shop is Dane's Automotive and Tire in Waterville and Marysville.
Nebraska, Mid-America Network News. I'm Andy Hoosier. Nebraska lawmakers are working on a bill that would create a state regulatory framework for pet insurance in the state, which would cover pet illness and accidents. As KSNB Local Channel 4 reports, according to Legislative Bill 296, the bill did advance from the general file with a 32-0 vote, getting closer to move onto the floor. According to lawmakers, the LB 296 would provide needed protection for Nebraskans' interests in purchasing pet insurance so that they would be able to make informed decisions about what's right for their family and their pet. According to the co-sponsors of the bill, they say the model of the legislation was endorsed by the National Association of Insurance Commissioners that would require pet insurers to provide disclosures regarding waiting periods, claim schedules, and exclusions for pre-existing conditions. If passed, the bill would take effect on January 1st of 2024, and violations of the bill's provisions would be considered an unfair trade practice. Nebraska, Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier.
Tax season is here. Are you ready? AARP Foundation Tax Aid is. Their IRS certified volunteers provide tax preparation help to anyone, and it's completely free. You don't have to be an AARP member. AARP Foundation Tax Aid has several in-person, low-contact, and contact-free options. Visit aarp.org/taxaid or call 888-AARP now for more details. That's aarp.org/taxaide or 888-AARP-NOW.
4-H is turning the world over to the next generation better than we found it. Do you know kids who really like leading community service and building friendships that will last? 4-H provides youth in Sedgwick County with opportunities to build skills that last a lifetime. We are making a difference for our youth. We are the Sedgwick County 4-H program. For more information, go to www.sedgwick.ksu.edu.
Hey Every great sandwich should start with a great bread, which is why Mrs. Baird's puts as much care and pride into baking wholesome and delicious breads as you put into every sandwich. From toasted whole grains to natural honey and molasses, Mrs. Baird's breads are made from only the best stuff to fuel you and your family. So whether it's PB&J on whole grain white or turkey and Swiss on honey 7-grain, Mrs. Baird's has a delicious, nutritious bread to build it on. Mrs. Baird's, baking breads that taste great since 1908.
Reporting for KNDY Radio, I'm Max Blasky. In recent stops in Marysville and Hanover, Congressman Tracy Mann continued his town hall meetings this spring, just as he held last year, throughout the Big First District in Kansas. Recent realignment in district lines have now placed all of Marshall County inside the First District. A district equivalent in area to the state of Illinois, Congressman Mann highlights the impact our region has on the nation.
You know, the district lines have changed, and I know the last 10 years, Marshall County was split between the first and the second district, but now Marshall County is completely in the first district. And believe it or not, our congressional district is the 11th largest district in the country. Out of 435 congressional districts, there's only three districts that produce more than 10 billion dollars of ag products a year, and last year we did about $12.5 billion. So we're the third largest agriculture district in the whole country. Of 435 districts, we're the number one beef producing district in the country, we're the number one wheat producing district in the country, and we're the number one sorghum producing district in the whole country. All about agriculture. We have a lot of other industry as well, manufacturing, oil and gas, but as we know, agriculture is such a big driver of our economy. So starting this congressional term, I'm on the House Agriculture Committee, and I'm also on the Transportation and Infrastructure Committee. And my third committee is the Small Business Committee. You don't think about it, we have a plethora of small businesses all over our district, and I'm really excited to get to be on those committees.
Congress has been in session since the beginning of January, and since then, Congressman Mann points to progress being made. Along with the Speaker of the House vote, Congress also has voted on their rules package. Included in this session's rules package, shortening term limits, a select committee on China, along with a hard look at how bills are presented and working on bringing the budget down.
Whenever you have a new Congress, the very first vote that's taken is for the Speaker. And then right after that, though, is what's called a rules package. And it's the rules that will really govern how Congress operates over the next couple of years. And there's a lot of changes in the rules package that I think the vast majority of folks in the first district would agree with and appreciate. And it's not rocket science. It's common sense stuff like no more proxy voting, no more multi-subject bills, at least 72 hours notice between when a bill, there's a notice for when it will be voted on, the actual vote occurs. There'll be a guaranteed vote on term limits. There's assurances in the rules package that any budget that gets passed has to balance. Again, this is not rocket science stuff, but these are things that Congress has not been doing. In the rules package as well is a requirement that we set up a special select committee on China and really look at how, do a deep dive on how what the Chinese are doing. Special select committee there, also on the weaponization of the federal government.
With United Bank and Trust online banking, you have access to your hometown bank 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year at ubankonline.com. You can view account balances, access statements, and transfer money between your UBT accounts. You can also view account activity, pay bills, and even make loan payments without being limited by banking hours. Simply visit ubankonline.com to learn more. Online banking with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Laura K. Turnbull, age 88, of Pawnee City, passed away Friday. Funeral service Friday, 10 a.m. at the United Presbyterian First Christian Church in Pawnee City. Interment in the Pawnee City Cemetery. Visitation Thursday, 9 until 8. Family will greet friends Thursday from 6 until 8 at the Wherry Mortuary of Pawnee City, in charge of arrangements for Laura Turnbull. Frida V. Huber, age 90, of Mahaska, passed away Tuesday. Funeral service Friday, 10 a.m. at St. Augustine Catholic Church in Washington. Burial, St. Peter and Paul's Catholic Cemetery north of Morrillville. Vigil service at 7 p.m. Thursday at the church. Visitation Thursday, 1 until 5 at the Ward Funeral Home in Washington, in charge of arrangements for Frida Huber. Angelica Edwards Kuma, age 22, of Waimore, passed away February 17th. Family will greet friends Friday 5 until 7 p.m. at the Gertie Spire Funeral Home of Fairbury, in charge of arrangements for Angelica Edwards Kuma.
For the life that's well remembered, when only the best will do. Cornerstone Granite Industries has the monuments right for you. We have the full range of choices and the best values through and through. For the life well remembered, Cornerstone Granite works for you.
Cornerstone Granite in home has the monument that's right for you.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Temperatures starting to shift today, staying mostly cloudy with our highs in the lower 30s and lower 40s. There will be a slight chance for some snow and sleet overnight, staying cloudy and breezy with our lows in the single digits and lower teens. Northwest winds between 10 and 20 and gusting as high as 35. Staying much cooler on Thursday, sunshine with our highs in the mid-teens and mid-20s. Northwest winds between 10 and 20 and gusting as high as 30. And partly cloudy skies throughout Thursday night with our lows in the single digits and lower teens. Slightly warmer throughout Friday, mostly cloudy with our highs in the lower 20s and lower 30s. And still staying cloudy throughout Friday night with our lows in the mid to upper teens. Warming up as we head into the weekend, sunshine on Saturday with our highs in the mid to upper 40s. And partly cloudy skies throughout Saturday night with our lows in the upper 20s and lower 30s. A slight chance for some rain on Sunday, otherwise sunny with our highs in the mid to upper 50s. And still staying warmer throughout Monday. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster.
Average high temperature, late February 47, record high on this date 77. The average low 24 and the record low 7 below zero. Sunset this evening 6:10, sunrise in the morning at 7:12.
Bite Me is barbecue and more. They can offer almost any menu item you might prefer, with full service catering, drop off or pickup available. No crowds too large or small, from family, business, or social events, including weddings. Let them help you make your occasion or event perfect.
It is good!
For catering options, contact Bite Me Barbecue in Marysville and get your date booked today.
Several all-new 2023s in stock at the Nordis Motor Company include the Buick Envision Essence and Buick Envision Avenar. They have a 2023 Buick Enclave, 2023 Chevy Traverse, and Chevy Equinox. Test drive a new 2023 at the Nordis Motor Company in Marysville today.
It's service you can always trust at Sink Gordon & Associates in Waterville and Marysville. Their experience in all matters of farm, business, and individual income tax planning and preparation, estates and trust, accounting and payroll services too. Call Chad Parker in Waterville at 363-2263 or Aaron Wright in Marysville at 562-3858. Sink Gordon & Associates, comprehensive and innovative accounting in Northeast Kansas since 1946.
Michigan State returns home. Hello, this is Rich Cantu on sports. An emotional night last night in East Lansing for the Michigan State Spartans, hosting number 17 Indiana in the first home game since last week's mass shooting on campus. The Spartans rode the night's emotions to upset the Hoosiers 80-65. Coach Tom Izzo on SportsCenter.
They gave me a lot of love, I'll be honest with you, from the minute I walked back out. It was incredible. I said, I don't like the place. I don't love the place. I live the place. I mean, That's what I've done here. I think the students appreciated that.
11th ranked, but scuffling Tennessee was at number 25, Texas A&M.
The 12th man on their collective feet. Texas A&M takes down number 11, Tennessee.
Call on Learfield. The Aggies hold off the Volunteers' late rally, winning 68-63. The Vols have now lost four of their last five. Continuing on the college hardwood, number 16 Xavier was stunned at home by unranked Villanova, 64-63. 14th ranked K-State got the better of number 9 Baylor, 75-65. Number 10 Marquette survived a scare of their own against 19th ranked Creighton.
Second free throw, around and out. And the shot, three-quarter court, is no good.
The call on Learfield, the Golden Eagles rallied in the second half to overhaul Creighton 73-71. And it was number 8 Texas 72 and number 23 Iowa State 54. Police in Tuscaloosa, Alabama say Crimson Tide freshman star Brandon Miller brought a former teammate the handgun that was used to kill a woman last month. Miller has not been charged with a crime. On the ice, the Canadians shocked the Devils 5-2. The Lightning rout the Ducks 6-1. Maple Leafs double up the Sabres 6-3. Oilers skate by the Flyers 4-2. And the Blackhawks beat the Golden Knights in a shootout 3-2. In the first leg of the UEFA Champions League round of 16, Real Madrid scored 5 unanswered goals to rally for a 5-2 win over Liverpool. And Napoli blanked Frankfurt 2-0. This is Rich Cantu, ABC Sports.
Tuesday night area basketball scores first from the girls' side in North Central Kansas League action. Wamego defeats Marysville 65-39 on senior night. Chapman topples Abilene 45-35. And Concordia squeaks by Clay Center 49-48 in overtime. In TVL action, Centralia defeats Axtell 65-38. Donovan West topples Troy 55-45. And Valley Heights beats Blue Valley 65-23. In boys action, first in the North Central Kansas League, Marysville defeats Wamego 76-33, while Abilene stops Chapman 68-45. In TVL action, Axtell boys defeat Centralia 64-60 in overtime. Blue Valley beats Valley Heights 65-50, and Troy gets past Donovan West 57-46.
State purpose of visit.
Well, looks like the old tractor's gonna kick the bucket this year.
Searching internet for new bucket.
No, I wanna check insurance rates.
Sale located. Right now, get 20% off new bucket with code It's Raining Buckets.
Robots don't know you. We do. For more than 80 years, Farm Bureau Financial Services has relied on relationships to get you the insurance coverage you need for your farm or ranch. Find a Farm Bureau agent at fbfs.com/protect. It's your future. Let's protect it.
Call on Farm Bureau Insurance Agent Bryce Leonard in Washington today.
Information from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Jeff Aiken. Before we get going on this Wednesday, February the 22nd, let's take a look back at yesterday, the first trading day of the week since we were off on Monday. Here's how Tuesday went. Corn for March closed at 680.5. That's up 2.75. May corn, 680.5 final price, and that's up 3. Kansas City wheat for March, final price, 904.25. That's down 2.25. Kansas City wheat for May, 893.5. That's down 2.25 as well. Minneapolis wheat for March, 926.75. Final price, that's down 3.5. Minneapolis wheat for May, 920.5. That's down 3. March oats, 364.25. That's up 0.5. May oats at 346, and that's down 2.75. Soybeans for March ended at 1548.75. That's up 21.5. Soybeans for May final was 1544, and that's up 21.75. Soybean oil for March, 62.77. That's up $1.26. Soybean oil for May, 62.95. That's up $1.20. Cotton for March, final price, $80.92. That's up 67 cents. Cotton for May, $81.53. And that's up 3 cents. Live cattle for February, 164.70. Final price, that's up $1.17.5. Your high was 164.97.5. Low, 163.52.5. Live cattle for April, 165 and a dime. That's up 45 cents. The high was 165.77.5. Low, 164.32.5. Feeder cattle for March. Final price, 186.80. That's up 35 cents. High was 187.40, low 185.90, and we will get going here in just a few with today's markets.
Horse Trailer Sales, the one call you need to make to get the most trusted brands in landscaping, utility, livestock, and flatbed trailers. Plus, they can service all makes and models of trailers,
even the ones they don't sell.
And no matter whether it's a service or sales call, Horse Trailer stands behind their products with great prices and exceptional personal service.
Which is why they're proud to be family-owned and operated.
Horse Trailer Sales, 620-545-7292 or online at horsetrailers.com.
Horse Trailer Sales.
Wildcat fans, K-State football season tickets are on sale now.
Football touchdown, Mark Garcia.
tickets start at just $150, but act fast. Tickets increase starting March 16th.
Your Wildcats are champions of the Big 12. Go crazy, everybody!
Reserve your seat today for the 2023 season by calling 1-800-221-CATS or visiting kstatesports.com. Go Cats!
Research involving gene editing in swine has led to numerous human medicine breakthroughs. From K-State, this is Agriculture Today, and I'm Samantha Bennett. Randall Prather leads a team of researchers at the University of Missouri that works in this area and explains why pigs serve as better research candidates.
Swine are really the optimal species for many human conditions. A lot of research has been done on mice, for example. Unfortunately, they're not able to answer a lot of the important questions. Cystic fibrosis. This is caused by a mutation in a gene called CFTR. It pulls out a single amino acid. 15% of the people with cystic fibrosis have meconium ileus. This is a mucus plug in the intestine. There's a blockage of the gallbladder, blockage of the bile duct, blockage of the pancreatic duct, and after that, they get lung disease. Well, when we made that same mutation that occurs in people, in pigs, 100% of them had all the symptoms that people give. So now the physicians have something that they can go in invasively and monitor development and progression of disease in a way that just wasn't possible prior to this.
He shares insight on the fluorescent pigs that his lab created for medical research specifically.
If you go to the aquarium and you see the jellyfish and they turn on the UV light, the jellyfish fluoresce. Well, so we've taken the page of the blueprints out of the jellyfish and modified it a little bit and put it in the pig. And now we have pigs that when you turn on the UV light, those cells fluoresce. People like to use them for tracking studies. So one example that I like to get is if you're studying retinal damage in humans, you take a pig and you damage the retina to simulate what happens in people. And then you want to do a stem cell therapy. You'll take these cells and you'll transfer them in the eye. And then you'll determine later that, yeah, it repaired the condition. The pig can now see. Well, you can take that eye, put it on the microscope, turn on the UV light. The cells fluoresce and you know, oh, the treatment works.
Prather goes on to share a real life example of this research's impact.
Baby Owen was a child that had a valve replaced in his heart. A few years before that, Conrad from University Medical School, South Carolina, came to us and he said, you know, we have a problem when a baby's born and they need a new valve. We can put a new valve in, but the valves don't grow. So as the baby grows, we have to go back and do repeated surgeries. He says, I have this idea that if we take a bigger piece of the heart, that the valves will grow. And he said, I want to use your green pigs for this. And so we sent him some of our green pigs and he did pig to pig transplants. And we get this email back saying nobody has ever seen this before. The valves grow. A month later, we get an email saying that the surgeons at Duke found out about it and they had a baby born that needed new valves. And they did this partial heart transplant and it was a success. But then right before Christmas, I got an email from my collaborator at Medical School of South Carolina. And it was a picture of baby Owen. And he said, baby Owen gets to celebrate his first Christmas because of the work that we've done.
Once again, that was Randall Prather from the University of Missouri sharing information on swine genetics research for human medicine. This has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
Marysville Livestock Incorporated offers a cattle sale every Thursday. Sale time begins at noon Thursdays. Call with early consignment listings or contact their fieldmen, Jim Dollinghouse, Dave Burris, Jeff Cook, Greg Anderson, Trevor Lundberg, Taylor Shoddy, Bill Kiesecker, or contact manager Bob Holly. Marysville Livestock Incorporated, featuring a cattle sale each Thursday beginning at noon.
Are you upcycling your fireplace ashes? Some suggestions for the garden, kitchen, and more on today's Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
Many people struggle with the frustration of excess belly fat, symptoms of diabetes and arthritis. Maybe you've tried prescription drugs, exercise classes, and workout gadgets. A European doctor has uncovered a breakthrough that's helping save lives. It's an incredible two-minute ritual that helps you lose 1 pound of belly fat every 72 hours. And details are all on this website, meltingbelly.com. That's meltingbelly.com. There are no special exercise gadgets to buy, nor will you be required to perform any strenuous workouts or spend money for high-priced supplements each month. This will work for you and anyone who is concerned about heart disease, diabetes, and low energy. At MeltingBelly.com, we share this two-minute ritual that removes pounds of dangerous belly fat, reduces harmful plaque from your arteries, and restores a youthful hormonal balance. Get information now with their powerful ebook. Just go to MeltingBelly.com. That's MeltingBelly.com. MeltingBelly.com.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Wednesday, February 22nd, the 53rd day of the year. It is the 291st anniversary of George Washington's birth, and the first Woolworth Five and Dime opened on this day in 1879. If you have a wood-burning fireplace, you have a ready supply of material goods for all kinds of household purposes. We're talking about ashes, of course. Mixed in your garden soil, they provide calcium, potassium, and other nutrients good for plants. They're also a good lime substitute, able to raise soil pH almost immediately. Mix into a paste with water for cleaning grease and grime from glass and metal cookware. And sprinkled on walks and driveways, ashes will melt ice and provide traction. Just be careful about tracking them into your home. And that is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more and get the advice of the day at almanac.com.
Boots and more for every chore. Valley Vet Supply in Marysville is your boot headquarters, featuring Timberland Pro, Ariat, Caterpillar, Wolverine, Justin, Durango, Double H, Keen, Twisted X, and Red Wing shoes. Find the pair that's right for you today at Valley Vet. Also featuring a great selection of outerwear to keep you warm by Ariat, Murrin, and Wrangler. Add a pair of heavy insulated barn gloves and you're good to go all winter long from Valley Vet Supply in Marysville.
Kansas Mid-American Network Sports. I'm Andy Hoosier. The Kansas State Wildcats pulled off a victory last night over the number 9 Baylor Bears as the Wildcats ended up winning 75-65, coming back in the second half of the game. The Wildcats started off a little bit slow with the Baylor Bears finishing the first half 34-31. But the Wildcats put 44 points on the board for the second half. Keontae Johnson had a big night, putting 25 points on it by himself with one rebound and four assists throughout the game. Marquise Noel also had 14 points for the night with two rebounds and 10 assists. The victory for the Wildcats put them back up to the number 3 slot in the Big 12 Conference now, with a conference play at 9-6, sitting 21-7 overall for the regular season. Baylor is at number 4, tied with conference play at 9-6 overall, sitting at 20-8. The regular season is beginning to wind down with only 3 games left in the regular season for the Wildcats. Their next game on Saturday would tip off at 1 p.m. as they are on the road back down to Oklahoma to take on the Oklahoma State Cowboys.
It's the month of love, and Midwest Kia is here to play matchmaker. You'll fall in love with a simple, transparent, and fast car buying experience that makes Midwest Kia a better way to buy. Find yourself swooning over a brand new 2023 K5 or Sorento, the newly redesigned Kia Sportage, or the revamped 2023 Telluride. Fall head over heels at the largest selection of available new cars in town. And find comfort in Midwest Kia's fair pricing guarantee. Never over sticker. As always, we're in it for the long haul. Strike up a relationship with our great staff and know that you'll be taken care of for years to come with Kia's amazing 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. When you experience our better way to buy, you cannot help but love Midwest Kia. If you're looking for the perfect match, come see us at Midwest Kia or MidwestKia.com. And remember,
we want to see you in a Midwest Kia.
Warranty is a limited powertrain warranty. See dealer for details.
A high schooler at El Dorado High School in Kansas has broken a 41-year record in his swim meet, doing the 100-yard backstroke. As KWCH News reports, the senior Jay Tipton ended the swimming career on a high note as he swam the 100-yard backstroke in 56.86 seconds, beating the 41-year record of 57.81.
Obviously, it was a 57.81, and I swam a 56.86. Smashed it by almost a second. As soon as I finished my race, I was cranking my neck looking for the time board, and as soon as I saw the 56, I was like, oh, wow.
That audio from KWCH News, where they talk about the challenges that the swim team has had throughout the season, as they've had to practice at the local YMCA, with the local pool at the school being broke since 2020. And head coach Diane Solerio said it's a great way to wrap up the senior year.
To watch this kid work towards this record all 4 years and then finally get it, his second to last swim of his senior year, was very powerful.
Kansas Mid-American Network Sports, I'm Andy Hoosier.
Wildcat fans, K-State football season tickets are on sale now. Tickets start at just $150, but act fast. Tickets increase starting March 16th.
Your Wildcats are champions of the Big 12. Go crazy, everybody!
Reserve your seat today for the 2023 season by calling 1-800-221-CATS or visiting kstatesports.com. Go Cats!
The
senior-eyed here in Marysville for the Bulldogs as they played host to Wamego. First in girls action, Marysville girls fell 65-39 to Wamego, dropping them to 5-14 on the season. Wamego moves on to 18-1. Marysville was led by Bella Rader with 11. Wamego led by Lexi Heck with 17 off the bench. Ashton Pearson pitched in 15, and Tristan Hubler pitched in 14 as Wamego led from the get-go in this one, winning 65-39 against Marysville. In the boys' action, Marys to an early 21-2 lead at the end of the first quarter and never looked back. Bulldogs were led by Jack Lauer and Rhett Williams with 17 apiece here on senior night as every senior scored. For Wamego, no scores in double figures. They were led in eighth by Spencer Heck and Drew Petty. Marysville Bulldogs move on to 18-2 on the season, while Wamego drops to 11-8. Marysville boys win 67-33. Reporting live for KNDY Radio, I'm Max Blasky.
Tuesday night area basketball scores first from the girls' side in North Central Kansas League action. Wamego defeats Marysville 65-39 on senior night. Chapman topples Abilene 45-35. And Concordia squeaks by Clay Center 49-48 in overtime. In TVL action, Centralia defeats Axtell 65-38. Donovan West topples Troy 55-45. And Valley Heights beats Blue Valley 65-23. In boys action, first in the North Central Kansas League, Marysville defeats Wamego 76-33, while Abilene stops Chapman 68-45. In TVL action, Axtell boys defeat Centralia 64-60 in overtime. Blue Valley beats Valley Heights 65-50, and Troy gets past Donovan West 57-46.
FBLA Month recognizes our future business leaders. A salute to these future leaders from Schroeder Body Shop, United Bank and Trust, Sunflower Community Credit Union, and Radio KNDY.
Hi, my name is Rose Latta. I'm a junior at Marysville High School, and I am the vice president of the Marysville FBLA. My favorite FBLA